See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Please be seated. This verse is telling us not to respond to evil with evil. Rather, our attitude and our actions in the face of evil must always be for that which is good. Now, the word good refers to performing righteous moral qualities in the face of opposition, evil opposition. So Paul is not saying do little deeds of love when someone is acting sinfully. Rather, he's saying that our entire response to the situation needs to be characterized by goodness, which means our attitude needs to be good, our disposition needs to be good, our speech needs to be good, our moral conduct needs to be good. That's what good is referring to in this verse. Now, the verb, which is translated always pursue, means to press forward, to pursue in haste, to do something with intense effort to achieve a goal. And this verb is in the continuous present tense. That's why the word always is attached to it, which means that this is to be our ongoing habit, the ongoing habit of Christians. This is not something we do selectively from time to time. It's something we should be doing routinely and continually. But to do this in the presence of evil requires wisdom. I say it requires wisdom because before you can do what is good, you need to discern what the good thing is that actually needs to be done. And when making this determination, you need to consider what is good for everybody. Notice that our text here from 1 Thessalonians 5:15 says that we are to pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Both for yourselves and for all. And the sad reality is, when we are confronted with evil, we don't always pursue what is good for ourselves and for all. We often pursue only what is good for ourselves, overlooking what is good for everybody else. But when we do this, we're not really responding to evil with the good that God requires us to. Rather, we're actually responding to evil with another form of evil. For example, suppose you know somebody is telling a lie. That's evil, right? The lie is evil. It's a direct violation of the ninth commandment. And suppose you're in a group of people who are hearing along with you this lie being told, but they don't know it's a lie. What do you propose would be a good response to that situation? Good as in the way the word is being used here in our reading of the God's law. Well, this requires wisdom. You need to consider what is best for yourself and for all. And the good response to this situation might require you to challenge the person who's telling the lie so that the truth can be known to all. But if you're only considering yourself, you're much more likely to justify in your mind that the good thing to do is nothing, because that's more comfortable to do. It doesn't require you to challenge the person who's telling the lie. But is that really the good thing to do? No, it's not. It's actually another form of evil. Your fear of man and selfish desire for a comfortable situation prevents you from doing what is good for others, what would lead them into truth rather than allowing them to be deceived. And so you're actually, in that situation, rendering evil with evil. You're rendering evil for evil. Exactly what it tells us not to do in this verse. Parents, maybe you can relate to this example. You're exhausted at the end of a long day, and one of your children comes up to you and says, my brother is being mean to me. And so you respond, go tell your brother that I said, stop being mean. Is that good for all? Or is that what's good only for you? Did you really handle that situation by pressing forward with intense effort to do what is good for everybody in your family? Or did you do what required the least effort from yourself? Brothers and sisters, there is no shortage of evil in this world. We are confronted with it every day. And how we respond to any occurrence of evil in any given situation requires wisdom. But God is gracious to give us that wisdom. James 1 verses 5 and 6 says that when we ask for wisdom in faith, God will give it to us liberally and without reproach. So it's not that we don't have access to the wisdom that's needed in order to always be pursuing what is good for ourselves and for all. Where we often sin in these situations is not considering what is good for all. It's not giving consideration to what is good for all. And because that requires effort and often pushes us out of our comfort zone, we sometimes defer to a more selfish and self-centered response to the evil that surrounds us, which is a violation of the very commandment that serves as our reading of the law this morning. Failure to consider what is good for all inevitably results in only doing what is comfortable for self, and this is a form of rendering evil for evil. And where the Holy Spirit has borne witness to you of your own sin in this regard or in any other regard, remember that God is faithful to pardon and forgive all who truly repent while trusting in the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Repentance includes confession, and so we confess our sins to the Lord.